Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With that, let's go out on the Schwartz Carlton guest line. If you're injured at work, get Justice. Call Schwartz Carlton at 800-JUSTICE. Talk some fantasy football and get you ready for week 12. Do you remember the Charles Mann, Hungry Man stuff, Paul?
Not really. Was he Redskin? Is that right?
Oh, he was a great player.
Was he?
He had 4.5 sacks against Pat Ryan week 5 of 1991.
What? Why do you know that?
Going over Antoine Davis that
Why
night.
Why does he
wow.
know that?
Yep. Wow.
I remember
That's
it well.
That's encyclopedic.
I remember it well.
Very impressive.
Ask him who James Franco is, Paul. That's the other end of it.
I'm not so sure. Some famous guy in Hollywood. All right, Paul, let's get to it. Week 12 of the NFL. First off, nice call last week on Lamar Jackson. The numbers at the end, fantasy-wise, didn't add up to huge totals because he didn't have touchdowns, but you were on to something with his running-passing combination. It looks like a guy that will be a factor moving forward as long as he plays, because if he goes over 100 yards rushing as a quarterback and just chips in some TDs in any form, this guy's going to put up some numbers.
That's exactly right. Even last week with no touchdowns in a typical scoring system, he was quarterback 7 last week without a touchdown. Now he gets the Raiders. Touchdowns have to come, right? Yeah. So imagine he has something similar to what he did last week, maybe a little less rushing, maybe a little more passing, but he chips in 2 touchdowns?
Yeah.
What's he going to be? If he was quarterback 7 on no touchdowns, can't he be quarterback 2, 3, 4?
Pretty amazing.
He's number 5 this week. I love him.
Paul, is he a guy that can win people their leagues? I mean, isn't Joe Flacco coming back after this game? What's the inside scoop on his injury?
Well, here's my, and I don't have any inside scoop, John, but as you have, I'm sure, seen over the course of your career, when coaches are on the hot seat, they, you know, desperate times call for desperate measures. They make changes. They're more willing to make changes. You look at Gus Edwards appearing out of their backfield from nowhere because they were frustrated with Alex Collins. Mm-hmm. They got a win asking their quarterback to rush 27 times. And look at the schedule coming up for Baltimore. You couldn't ask for a better sort of on-roading for a rookie quarterback. He just had Cincinnati. That was positive. He gets Oakland this week. A great matchup. Then Atlanta's terrible defense. Kansas City and then Tampa. Mm. So, yeah, this could be an extended run right here for as long as Lamar Jackson helps that team win. And I think this is going to be one of those scenarios where those ribs just take a little bit longer to heal than they might otherwise for Joe.
So what about Gus Edwards versus Alex Collins? Who do you start?
I think they're in on Gus. They've been trying to find ways to bench Alex Collins all season. Early on, they were given a lot of run to bunk Allen, and he didn't pan out. Then they traded for Ty Montgomery, got a look at him, and they figured out why the Packers are willing to give up on him.
Yeah.
Then they try Gus Edwards. He was so good that Alex Collins was in for one play in the second half.
Right.
That's it. And Gus averaged almost 7 yards per carry, scored that touchdown. And by the way, here comes Oakland. They rank last or second to last in rushing attempts, rushing yards, and rushing yards per carry. I have Gus Edwards, number 17 at the running back position. I think he's going to be the starter, and I think he's going to be darn good here.
All right, Paul, get us set for tomorrow, Thanksgiving, the 3 games, and what we should know about Thanksgiving from a fantasy standpoint.
I will give you one thing to know from each of the 3 games. How's that sound?
Great.
I'm very nervous about Matthew Stafford in this first game. He's going to be without his 2 most reliable weapons, Marvin Jones and Kerryon Johnson. And then, of course, he lost Golden Tate, and that offense hasn't looked right since. And then it's the Bears. So I'm off of all of the line, every Lion. I don't want to start any of them in this game. In fact, let's just not limit it to Stafford, but I know most people generally start him. I wouldn't here. Washington versus Dallas. Adrian Peterson with a really dicey matchup. Their offensive line got blown up in Washington 3 games ago, and since then he's 3 yards per carry, and Dallas is only giving up 3.5 yards per carry. A bad matchup, and he hasn't been able to be effective. I would bench Adrian. And then lastly, Atlanta, New Orleans. It's a start everybody game, but I want to make sure that everybody includes Mohamed Sanu. He's not somebody you start every week, But you got to pick your spots. Saints rank 31st in receptions to wide receivers, 32nd in yards to wide receivers, 31st in touchdowns to wide receivers, and he draws their worst cornerback, the guy in the slot, P.J. Williams, who's giving up a passer rating of 125. I like Mohamed Sanu a lot as a sneaky start for Thursday night.
Paul, speaking of wide receivers on those Thanksgiving games, Chicago's wide receivers with Allen Robinson now back,
yeah.
Anthony Miller sort of coming into his own, Taylor Gabriel, which of those receivers is going to be most dependable down the stretch?
That's a great question. In this matchup, you have to figure out where Darius Slay is going to be because the Lions have got one good cornerback.
Yeah.
Slay probably gets Robinson. The only reason he might not, John, is that Robinson is one of the slowest receivers in the league, and Slay is super fast, so they may decide that, you know, they don't have to put their fastest guy in Robinson, but Robinson's their best receiver, so I think Slay goes there. Mm-hmm. So I do think there's an angle for Taylor Gabriel, and especially Anthony Miller, who definitely won't get Slay, because Slay never plays the slot. So Miller might be the safest out of that group.
What's your fantasy take on Golden Tate? Can he be incorporated into an offense that Mike Groh, the offensive coordinator, says is having trouble incorporating him? Is Golden Tate going to be feasible for fantasy?
See, I think he is, and I'm very anxious to get your thoughts on this, on him in particular, and this game, because I like him this week, and I've got him on a high ranking right now, and I'm going to let you guys, if you tell me I'm nuts, I'm going to move him, but here's my thinking on this. They moved him into the slot, which is his natural position, and that's where I want him to play. We saw that happen last week. Very important for him. And then quietly leads the team in targets, receptions, yeah. and receiving yards. Not big numbers, but he did lead the team in all of those last week.
Right.
And he gets to go up against Grant Haley from the Giants, an utterly nondescript cornerback who's giving up a passer rating of 140 in his coverage. I think Golden Tate could be sitting on a nice game here. Is any part of that wrong?
No, I think you're right. And I think with all the hubbub that's being made about Mike Groh's comments, they will make it even more of a concerted effort to involve him. They have shown new plays where they're getting the ball into his hands. I think that's going to continue. And I think his quasi-drought over the last two games will begin to lessen, and he'll actually put up good numbers.
All right, Paul, let's get to some sleepers this week and some guys to avoid. What do you think?
We've touched on a couple of them already. Sanu, I love. Gus Edwards with a great opportunity. How about this one? You need a quarterback because you're Patrick Mahomes, right? Or you're Jared Goff, who powered you into the playoffs. And my God, what a game on Monday, and that's a whole other story. Jameis Winston goes up against San Francisco, assuming he can finish the game, which is not a safe assumption whatsoever, by the way.
Yeah.
But assuming they don't bench him at some point, I had plenty of upside against a Niners secondary that has allowed touchdowns to every quarterback except Derek Carr and multiple touchdowns in six of the past seven games. So Winston gives you the crazy upside, the crazy downside. I think Jameis Winston could potentially be sitting on a really nice game here, and I like him a lot. Let me give you one other guy, sneaky guy. Willie Snead from Baltimore. I keep picking on the Raiders, but they brought this on themselves. He got 42% of Lamar Jackson's pass attempts last week, and for young quarterbacks, you see them a lot of times go to that guy they're comfortable with. Maybe it's a small sample size for just one game, but if that's going to continue, I like Willie Snead in an awfully good matchup against the Raiders.
Paul, what do you got going on this week with Fanball?
We have a great game for tomorrow. Fanball.com/turkey is our Thanksgiving Day fantasy game where you just pick players from the six teams that are playing on Thanksgiving. It's got a $4,000 prize pool, and you can have part of that. Fanball.com/turkey. And best of all, it means you don't have to talk to that weird Uncle Carl who puts the yams in his pants, because you're going to be busy following your fortunes for that $4,000.
Hey, Paul, a very happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. We so appreciate you being a part of our show all season long. We look forward to talking to you next week.
All my best, guys. I hope you enjoy time with family, an opportunity to get away from work, and enjoy some football. Bye-bye.
All right, there he is, Paul Chardon. I look at it as an opportunity to get away from Richie, but not until about 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Yep.
Because I'm tied into him.
Got some
James,
time together.
You, I don't mind hanging out with you. Richie, I mean, it's a holiday, and I got to spend three more hours with this guy?
I just hope I'm not catching you as you're losing your balance all day from those tiny, stubby feet that can't even support your body.
I had a buddy text me, does Joe just fall over?
Yeah.
Right. God. The Diddy. Ray Diddy. He'll join us next. What to make of the Eagles? What to make of Mike Rose's comments? Doug's comment from today, which we got around back to that one, and Malcolm's comments from yesterday. A whole lot to decipher. We'll figure it all out. Ray Dininger in studio with us for now. We're up next.
Hey, Philly sports fans, your hometown heroes. Tasty Cake has some news that'll make happy happen faster than you can say, touchdown, Philly! Their classic baked pie recipe has returned. Whether you're a Tasty Claire pie fan or love their fruit pies, now with 15% more fruit than their previous fruit pie recipes, stock up and score big with a delicious snack that tastes just how you remember. Grab some Tasty Cake baked pies and make happy happen today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.